That body, but the real question is, if we're not this body, the mind, the intellect, and all the things which we relate to, then who are we? Just to hear what we're not. We're not part of this material world. Everything is temporary here. But that is not real knowledge. That is simply the negation of ignorance. Negating ignorance. But we need actual knowledge to be able to see what we are. And it's a Krishna das. But sir, what is that? What do we know of Krishna? What is Nitya Krishna das? Right now, I have a name, I have a particular type of body, I relate to it to be coming from a particular place. So many things are there. And yet we hear that we're Nitya Krishna das. And so we're supposed to understand that I'm not this body. I'm not this mind, everything is temporary in this world. Yes, I see that. Everyone around me is dying. And yet there's still so much attached. I see it. I see that the falling in love with somebody who has a body which is simply skin and pus and mucus, blood, hair, stool, urine, worms. The taking wives and husbands of such nature. Having children of such a nature. We relate to so many people who have these stinky bags covered with skin. But still we are seeing something. We are able to relate. Yes, this is my son, this is my daughter, this is my friend. This is where I live. So it all seems very real. And then we are told, no, it's not real, don't worry, it's all temporary. Doesn't last, you're not part of this place. Nitya Krishna does. The body is Ati Satchidananda. You never die. No more influence of time. But still, how can we become attached to that? Take to the chanting of Hare Krishna. Follow the four regulated principles. And slowly the sinful nature to want to enjoy in this world will peel away. And yet still, for many years I may chant Hare Krishna. But who am I? Without a name, without a form, without particular feelings, then what am I supposed to relate to? Krishna is there. Balaram is there, his brother. Mother Yasoda, Nanda Maharaj, parents. So many other relatives, cousins, friends. Whole world is there. And we can enter into any relationship we wish. Just like we're entering into relationships here. We can enter into a relationship with Krishna by the mercy of the Guru, the Sadhu, the Shastras. We can understand about that world. That yes, it has name, it has form. There are so many persons there. They all have names and forms. We can find out everything. And then we can transfer ourselves to that place. But where is God? Just give up, just give up, just give up. Don't be attached to this pile of new Christmas stool anymore. That is not easy. Just negate Some people are negating, and negating, eventually they enter into the mud at the bottom of the universe. And they just breathe there. And some people are negating, and they enter into the Brahma Jyoti. They may also just be. Of course, there's a huge difference between those who enter into the mud and those who enter into the Brahma Jyoti. But in the end, they both end up with no eternal position. Because they don't have any relationships. They're no longer persons. But we can see in this world that everyone wants personal relationships. Everyone's looking for personal relationships. Everyone is anxious to be taken notice of. And thus we are relating very strongly with this world, with this body, simply to enter into relationships. Now we're preaching all the time, everyone here is quite philosophically aware that we're not this body, everyone here can explain very nicely to some person who is coming for the first time to the concept of Krishna consciousness, how they're not that body, how they should engage in Krishna's service. And yet still, even though we become devotees, we remain attached to this body. We're very anxious to be recognized by others. We dress in a particular way, we behave in a particular way, we surround ourselves by a particular company according to who we think we are. So yes, those persons living throughout the three worlds, whether they're in the heavenly planets or even above, and the hellish planets, on this planet, they're all fools. Buddhas. They see going on before them, everything is being, my father died, his father died. Everything is falling to pieces, everything is being destroyed. And yet they're still running. But we can understand that they're fools, yes, because they do not have transcendental knowledge of what they are. What about us, who having heard again and again that we're not this body, why are we still so much attached? Why are we still so much relating to this body? Why are we so anxious to develop so many designations? I mean this ashram, I mean that ashram, I'm this person, I'm the president here, I'm this, I'm that. Still so anxious to hang on to this body. So what is the position of such a person who's heard over and over and over again, who can explain very nicely to others, and yet still remains attached to this body, looking after it very nicely, very disturbed when it becomes sick, very disturbed when someone else disturbs one. Oh, I want my space, oh, I need my facilities. So what is our position? Mahavira. Greatest Rasa, this is what Prabhupada says. That I told you again and again and again, and still you cannot understand. You do not develop the faith. That there is something else. that actually are not part of this world. And it's nothing to do with becoming a show-bottom devotee. Well, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm following the great principles. I'm dressing in a particular way. I've studied so many things. I've done so much service. But have you developed your relationship with Krishna? Do you actually know who you are? Or are you still thinking that yes, I'm servant of Krishna, Vaishnava, I'm in this temporary body. How are we going to step from here to the spiritual world if we have not developed any relationship? And naturally, if we have not developed any relationship, we're going to remain attached to what we have, what we relate to. Even though we tell everyone else we're not this body. By chanting Hare Krishna sincerely, and by praying to Krishna for his eternal service, and desiring to want to enter into a relationship with Krishna, then everything will be revealed from within the heart. One can actually become a servant of Krishna. One can actually become a friend of Krishna. One can actually enter into a parental relationship with Krishna. Or one can enter into a conjugal relationship with Krishna. If one wants to. As we desire, so we will get. But we have to develop that desire. We have to take a little time off from constantly meditating on this body. We have to take some time off and actually chant Hare Krishna sincerely. Actually pray to Krishna sincerely. But yes, I want to become your servant. I want to enter into a position where I satisfy your senses. Otherwise, what is it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I'm constantly thinking about this world. I have to do this, I have to do that. Oh, what about this? Oh, my foolish mind is so wild, I'll never control it. For a little while, we have to learn how to put our consciousness towards Krishna. How to pray to Krishna, how to pray to Srimati Radharani. But please actually engage in satisfying Krishna. You reveal so much about Krishna. We know everything about Krishna. Where he lives, what he eats, what he does. And yet, have we developed a desire to go and join him there? To assist him in his pastimes there? Krishna has 100,000 billion cows. He needs so many assistants to help with that. Millions and millions of cow boys go up to Krishna every day to the cross. friend of mine is a gopis. Young girlfriend is a Krishna. I'm dancing with him at night. Millions and millions of elderly persons are related to Krishna in different ways in the current community. And unlimited servants are there, assisting in so many ways. And there's always room for more. There's millions and millions and millions of universes like this one. And they all enter into the body of Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu is very small in comparison to one by one. Srila Goswami has explained that each Vaikuntha planet is four yojanas times four yojanas times four yojanas times four yojanas times four infinity. Cannot be measured. And yet they all fit into one called Kuna Dwaka. And all of that fits into one small corner of Vrindavan. The corner is known as a Kurapat or Vamahidak. So if you get some little teeny understanding how big Vrindavan is, then all of that, all the Vaikunthas, all the material universes, everything we've ever heard about, all fits into one little corner. So there's plenty of room for everybody there. Everyone can have a relationship with Krishna, a unique relationship. Because Krishna is not limited in any way. Not in any way at all. He has the capacity to relate with everyone, whomever wishes to relate with him. There is no bar. Or there is Baal. He only relates with his family members and extended family members. So we have to enter into the family. But that arrangement has been made for us. Some of those family members, they come to this world as the acharyas. And thus we have the sampradayas. We have a particular sampradaya coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this sampradaya is directly connected to Goloka Vrindavan. The acharyas of this sampradaya are residents of Vrindavan, intimate residents. And the most intimate line coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Rupa Nukas, the followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. And just see the great fortune that happened by the causeless mercy of Sri Rupa Prabhupada. We are coming to that most intimate line. So yes, we have a direct line open to be able to enter into the intimate pastimes of Krishna in any of the main four worships. So the choice is constantly before us. Do we want to be like Indra, King of Heaven, enjoyed in so many ways, served by so many persons, opulence beyond our imagination? Yet when he disturbed Brihaspati, he became cursed and became a hog. And became completely attached to that position. As all human entities do when they enter a body. Even to the degree that Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they couldn't convince him. But no, you don't belong here, you're the King of Heaven. The Prabhupada is pointing out that we're so attached that if we ask, like, get off this body right now, I'll make you the King of Heaven. We're not your client. Your Prabhupada came and offered something even more wonderful. Actually, there is no comparison. I can't really compare. He's offered the opportunity that you, Sarvadharma, Kurukshetra, just surrender everything. It's not yours anyway. You're not actually giving anything up. Just be a little intelligent and analyze. Is this body actually yours? It's made of the mold's material nature. It's made of the elements of the material nature. None of it is yours. You're not really giving anything up. Add everything else which you're relating to, your sons and daughters, friends, position, ashram, conceivable. We're not actually asked to give anything up. It's a joke. Savada mam vichaja mamukam shanam vata hamukam sabha vata vata. It's a joke. It's nothing more. When somebody asks you to give up a dream which you've just been dreaming, they're not actually giving anything up. You never had it in the first place. When we come out of this ignorance, we realize that there was no reality anyway. What was that? So the real knowledge is, who we are? Mr. Krishna Das, yes. Who is that Krishna Das? What is his relationship with Krishna? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. My dear Srimati Radharani, please engage me in Krishna's service. Please engage me in his intimate service. As soon as that sincere desire is there, then the perfection of the chanting will come. And will become attracted to the qualities of Krishna. Will become attracted to the devotees of Krishna and to their qualities. And will develop a desire to develop a similar service to one of those devotees. And by sincerely praying that I want to be in such and such a relationship, everything will come about. Of course, there are some Sahaja groups, followers of Bhutan, who simply pretend, simply disguise themselves as having attained something which they're not. But that is not necessary. Everything will take place within the heart. You simply have to desire. In the same way you're desiring someone who is now, I want this position, I want this situation to carry on, I want this situation to finish, or I want just a little more money, whatever it may be. We need to change that desire from I want, I want, I want, to let me satisfy what Krishna wants. Let me become satisfied with Krishna's senses, or at least attempt. And just that small desire is what purchases Krishna. He sells himself to the devotee. Oh, I know. So many marketplaces. So you see, Nityananda Haridas Thakur, they're going here and there and selling Krishna. My dear brothers, please take to the chanting of Hare Krishna. They're selling Krishna because Krishna is theirs. And Krishna is quiet. Yes, I'm yours, you do with me as you wish. This is our opportunity to get away from this awful place. Yes, we can adjust our situation in so many ways and convince ourselves, yes, all right here, it's all right there, it's all right in this situation. It's not all right. There is nothing all right. As long as there's an attachment to this body, there's nothing all right. We may make our little house, or we may settle in our little ashram, or maybe lay ourselves as a brahmacari or sannyasi, but things are not all right. Ahankar may be all right. Yes, now I'm well situated, people are bowing down to me, now I'm well situated, this and that. But things are not all right. The house is on fire and it will burn down. We must become the servants of Krishna. Not just in name, but in deed. Bhakti Lata Bhij is given, and his destination is Goloka Vrindavan at the lotus feet of Krishna. The word of that beach, by sincerely chanting Hare Krishna, that sincerity is sincerely desiring to be the servant of Krishna. If we don't go to the beach, then what will happen is so many weeds will grow. Name and fame and so on and so forth. And who knows where they will take us? To the heavenly planets? To some aristocratic family? Where we'll get a chance again to hear everything all over again, yet you're not this body. Chant Hare Krishna, follow the four Vedic principles, study the Shastras. But if we can't understand the essence, to serve Krishna, to surrender to Krishna, become Krishna's devotee. It's not possible to have a relationship with Krishna with this body. That would be rasa-bhasa. Not acceptable. is born with a stone in you and cannot have a relationship with Krishna. Yes, the spiritual master is so merciful. Engages us in service and requests Krishna to accept it. But we cannot enter a relationship with Krishna as long as we're attached. Sarvadharma, we have to give it up. Enter into a relationship with Krishna in a suitable body. We all have a suitable body. We refer to it as the jiva. That jiva is Satchidananda, and it has vigraha. It has form. That form will develop according to our desire. If we intensely desire to serve Krishna in a particular way, the form will develop in that way. And with that body, we can enter into relationship. By the grace of the church, by the grace of the Father. Sarvanga sarva sangha sarva shastikaya navamakcha sarva sangha sarva sirihaya. The chanting Hare Krishna, the following so many things, the studying so many things, and yet we do not see our relationship with Krishna developing. We have to take the association of the Vaishnavas. What is it meant today, Krishna Das? What is that to mean us? Huh? He set the example of how to serve the Vaishnavas. There wasn't a Vaishnava in Bengal at that time, and there were a lot of Vaishnavas in Bengal, whom he had not accepted the remnants from. The remnants of their food stuff, the remnants of the water from their bathing, whatever he could get. And he wasn't just taking, but he was serving. He would go to the Vaishnavas with nice foodstuffs and offer to them. And if they, out of their humility, were not willing to give the remnants, then he would wait outside. Sooner or later, they'd have to fold a garbage up. Something would be there. We must get the remnants of the Vaishnavas. Not by hook or by crook, but by service. Whatever is stolen lasts just a few days. By service, we develop a relationship. And thus we're actually able to understand the Vaishnavas. Thus we're actually able to become persons, and thus we'll be able to develop a personal relationship with Krishna. Sri Jiva Goswami informs us that we can carry on mechanically chanting Hare Krishna, mechanically following the principles of sadhana for thousands of lifetimes while attaining success. We have to make the endeavor as in anything. Vaishnavas of the Lord, all fellows of the Lord, because there's so much dear to the Lord. There are so many Vaishnavas of different forms of the Lord. But those who are the bodies of Krishna, Krishna becomes very pleased with them. And when anyone treats that Vaishnava nicely, then the Lord becomes pleased. If anyone is rough with that Vaishnava, the Lord becomes displeased. It's the same as the karma was in the material world, except the result is quite different. By pleasing the Vaishnavas, Krishna becomes pleased, and we can enter deeper and deeper into the relationship with Krishna. By displeasing the Vaishnavas, the Lord becomes displeased, and will go further and further away from the relationship with Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exceptionally pleased with the service that Hare Krishna does. And so one of his devotees said, yes, he has set the example of how to be humble. And without this humility, one will not be able to remain determined in the path of worship. You see that in day-to-day life. They're not very humble, they don't even want to stay. So if we actually want to make real progress in the path of devotional service, we have to follow in the footsteps of great personalities of peace, like Krishna. We actually have to develop that desire to actually enter into a relationship. And give up this foolish notion that all will happen mechanically. Otherwise you end up in a mechanical relationship. It's called Santaras. You see about the Siddhanta Saraswati points out there's no guarantee of Santaras is what actually you mean. Because if we're attached to the Lord in Santaras, there's no real relationship with the Lord. They don't fully appreciate his qualities. They don't have the deep desire to enter into that relationship. It's just a relationship of appreciation. Are there any questions or comments? Yes. What is your question?
Well, I mean, how can you understand this?
Depends on the position of the devotee. We can't just say, oh, it's wrong to stay in Radhakund. Topmost place is Radhakund. The topmost bhajan is performed in Radhakund. One has to be on that platform to be able to perform bhajan there. Nananda Bhada Shura Padman Gadga Vidasira Kulaken Chitamba Puhakada Taranam Kahamani Bhavishite. This is the platform. If one has not attained this platform according to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then one cannot sit down in Radhakund or any place and concentrate only on developing his relationship with Krishna through bhajan. This is the platform one has to come to. There's nothing wrong. You cannot look at things in that way. That's just an offensive way to look at another person's day of Radhakund. blasphemy, that is bogus. Nothing bogus about blasphemy. Just a person there who is constantly meditating on sex life, living like the monkeys. It would not be possible for him to develop that relationship. So it's just a disturbance to that. But we do not need to concern ourselves so much with what other persons are doing. We need to see our own heart. Are we on that platform to be able to do that, or do we still have to develop to mount up agressivity? Yes, we can see to some degree whether we feel that this devotee is always absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna, always absorbed in remembering Krishna and never forgetting Krishna. Then we want to associate with that person. Otherwise, we avoid the association. We don't criticize. It's not necessary. Put down our love to Krishna in disguise with motherly figure, offered her breast milk, which was actually poison. But Krishna accepted that anyway. So yes, even the Putana is also pretending, making sure of having ecstasy, making sure that they're on some high platform, making sure that they know what the eternal relationship with Krishna is. They will eventually attain Krishna. Not so quickly. It may take few lifetimes. When they get the mercy of a pure devotee, they will attain Krishna. Because ultimately they are rendering some kind of service to Krishna. They are just in ignorance of what is the proper way to satisfy Krishna. You stay in association with like-minded Vaishnavas, there will be no problem about progressing. We want to find somebody to criticize, and we have ourselves. We're the fools who gave up Krishna's association. Fell into this cesspool, and now living in this body made of stone and urine. So if we want to criticize someone, we can criticize ourselves. Yes, in the course of preaching, we may point out that this is not right, this is not right. But we have to be careful. Srila Prabhupada advised it best not to pick on particular personalities, but to point out philosophy, to point out what is right, what is no service to Krishna and what is no service to Krishna. It will become obvious to any intelligent person, any sincere person, that oh yes, this is wrong and this is right. You cannot tell with these eyes who the great devotees are. They do not reveal themselves through their words, through their instructions. We stay close with the Vaishnavas who are following the accepted path of Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī. You are developing the relationship with the Lord internally. And I'm very anxious to reveal that to everyone. Before the appearance of Srila Rupa Goswami in this world, so many great persons like Bharat Muni and so many hundreds of others there tried like anything to define relationships with the Lord. But they were completely, Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti points out, they had no idea. It was only when he came to this world that he was able to point out actually what is the relationship with the Lord, how deep they are, how did so many moons are there. So we can't understand that in a moment. But we can surrender to the Lord right now, from where we are. And we reach new degree of surrender, we will enter deeper and deeper into relationship with the Lord. And by following that on and on, one day you will actually be there with Krishna. Shrimad Bhagavatam ki Jai, Prabhupada ki Jai, Hare Krishna Das.